It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
The morning show, John, Anna, and Friends on this Wednesday, October 21st. And the morning show is brought to you in part by Milwayi Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They get the Arkansas Boulevard location, Wake Village, and Ashdown to serve you, your local financial institution of choice. And today, our friends from the community are in to talk about a chili cook-off, which we all... Anytime you mention chili cook-off, my eyes are going to open
right.
up. My ears are going to perk up.
I can put you on the calendar.
You can put me on the calendar. I will be there. It benefits, and this is what is really neat, it benefits the Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and the other things that they're going to be doing at their site, which sounds really interesting. And so we've got Susie and we've got Darlene here to talk about the big event on Saturday. Before we talk about the specifics of the cook-off and what's going to be going on Saturday, November 7th, let's talk a little bit about the Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and what you're trying to achieve.
We are in the process of trying to build the wall. With COVID hitting, our rally in June had to be canceled, and that was our biggest moneymaker of the year. It has been rescheduled for next June. We were fortunate enough to just be able to roll that into 2021. The first stage of building will be the parking lot, bathrooms, and the wall, of course, with a goal of having that completed by June of 2021. The wall will, of course, have all of the, anyone that wants to list a fallen rider's name on it, anyone that has been killed in a motorcycle accident or dies from injuries sustained in a motorcycle accident. Unfortunately, it happens, and it's just something that we're wanting to bring awareness to, not only memorialize them, but bring awareness to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the money, all the proceeds, any fundraisers that we do, everything goes towards that. We have merchandise, all the sales funding from that also goes towards the wall. The chili cook-off, everything. We work hard to try to raise the funds for that, working with the engineers, getting estimates for building the wall is costly.
Right.
Yeah, you were saying it's very, very,
very costly.
Yeah. To do all that. And so that's the first phase is the parking lot, the wall, and the bathrooms. But then you have other things that you want to do with that property.
Yes. The second phase will include an amphitheater, a cook shack, and there's a pond on the backside that will also be available for longtime riders that passed away of natural causes. And they can be memorialized as well along the, what would you call it?
We're going to do like a walking trail. Around mm-hmm. the pond itself, and there will be different points with benches and little memorials and that type of thing that if just a longtime rider or someone who has a love of motorcycles that they want to do a memorial there in memory of them,
okay.
We will have different places for them to be able to do that.
That's a good idea.
That's a super use of that property, which is located on South State Line. If you're familiar with it, it's on the Texas side. It's just as you go over what we used to call the Texas Viaduct. I don't
right.
know what they call it now.
I don't know what
As you're heading
now.
Heading south from downtown and heading out there towards the Loop.
Yes.
But so it's right there. It's right inside. It's right near downtown. It's not way out in the country.
No. We do have a sign out front.
Yeah, you
on
have
our property,
a sign. I've seen that.
That does say "Future Home of Texarkana Fallen Biker Memorial Wall."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all the events you're doing lead up to getting this done, which is the big event coming up on the 7th, the Chili Cook-Off, and that's what we're going to talk about on our next break.
Okay.
We're going to focus in on the fun that's going to be had November 7th at the Chili Cook-Off, and we'll come back later. Right now, more of the best of most country is coming up next right here on The Pig. Stay with us on a Wednesday morning, October 21st, John, Anna, and Friends. That's Marty Stewart, Tempted on The Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Milwayi Credit Union, where they are stronger, smarter, and sensible, and just nice people, and they take care of you financially. And we are talking about the Chili Cook-Off, benefiting the Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall, and we got Darlene and Susie in here, and the big event is coming up Saturday, November 7th, and this year it's going to be in Texarkana, at the Texarkana Harley-Davidson, which I think everybody knows where that's located. It's specifically 802 Walton Drive, but it's over there near the car lots and the academy and all that,
right.
And it's just south of I-30. And this is going to be going on the 7th of November. Tell us all about the Chili Cook-Off.
Well, what we're going to be doing is this is our third annual Chili Cook-Off that we will be having this year. It's open to the public. The public will be served from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All the chili that you can eat, you can go around and taste everyone's chili and then decide what chili you would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or chilies.
Which one's your favorite, yeah.
And we will have voting for the public on People's Choice, mm-hmm. For their favorite chili that we're going to be having. If you would like to enter a pot of chili, you can do that also. You can either sign up online at our Facebook page, which is the Texarkana Fallen Biker Memorial Wall, or you can contact any of the officers, and all of our information is there on our Facebook page. It's $25 to enter a pot of chili, and you can either cook it on site or you can cook it beforehand and bring it out that day. You can just need to bring something to keep it warm.
That's right. We want our chili hot.
We want our chili hot.
In two ways.
And then for the general public, just to come out and eat, it's $10 a person for all you can eat. Ages 10 and under will eat free.
How about
this
that?
This is family friendly. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. A lot of little competition going on, but it's fun competition. We will be giving awards for the chili for first, second, third place, and also People's Choice. And it's just a real good, fun time, fellowship, time to enjoy the beautiful weather, hopefully, that we'll have that day.
Yeah, the plan is to have this outdoors, outside, because they got a big area outdoors. Out there
they've
to
got a real
have
big
it.
Area out there.
And it's also a big area undercovered.
Yes, yes,
but
they
do. We're hoping for nice, sunny.
We're hoping for nice, sunny weather.
Cool weather for eating
yes,
chili.
Yes.
I guarantee you this. This is the only thing I can guarantee you, okay? I can guarantee you it will be cooler than it is today.
Right.
We hope so.
Beyond that, I can't guarantee you anything. But I think it's a pretty safe bet it won't be as warm as it is today.
Yes.
So, once again, $25 if you want to enter a pot of chili. You can either cook it off-site or on-site. Just bring something to keep it warm. If you bring in chili, you want them to get there around 9-ish. If the rest of it for you to come in and eat the chili and have the fun is 11 to 3, and you're going to be giving out awards towards the end of it, right?
Yes, sir. We'll be giving out the awards around 2:30 mm-hmm. that afternoon.
Okay. And once again, if you're coming to eat, it's just $10 per person to eat all the chili you want. And if you got kiddos, if they are 10 years of age or under, it's free. So you can't beat that.
And we also are going to have a little added surprise. Have along with this. Normally we do a gumbo and chili cook-off.
Uh-huh.
This year we just decided to do the chili cook-off, but the first place gumbo for the last 2 years will be there, and we'll be serving that also.
All right.
It's very good.
So if you are a gumbo person, you also have that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Mr. Chili, but some people are gumbo people.
That's right.
I mean, and they when I talk about it, people really love their gumbo.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? If they love it, they love it. I'm a chili man myself, but that's good to hear. So this is a great cause, and this is going to be fun. But benefiting this Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and the park that they are building out there, that everybody will get a chance to enjoy. It's once it opens up or whatever, it's not just for bikers. It's for anybody.
It's a public park. It'll be open to the public. Anyone that wants to go out and utilize the facilities will be able to. It's going to have the memorial wall on there. We will have, like I said, the first phase, or Susie said, the first phase is the bathrooms, parking lot, and the memorial wall itself. Second phase, phase two, is a walking trail around the pond, a amphitheater, and a second parking lot.
Okay.
So there will be plenty of room out at the property to do different events and that type of thing that we will be able to have. And it is going to be open to the public. It's not just for bikers.
Right. It is a private park.
The city has it coded as a privately owned public park.
Okay. There you go. Sounds like a great idea that you guys came up with, and we're so glad you're doing it. But stay with us, because when we come back, you and y'all are all going to play a game. You're going to play a game with Anna.
Remember, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll wrap it up. But more of the best of most country is coming up on The Pig. Stay with us. That's Garth. Garth Brooks and Wild Horses on The Pig. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we got our friends from the community, from the Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and Park, the privately owned public city park that they are working on. And we'll kind of wrap up the all the details on the big chili cook-off that they're having in town in early November. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to play a little game. And, Anna hates this one, but I'm sorry, it's the one that's up here today, so we have no choice. It's Match the Mouth.
Yay!
That is the fakest yay I've ever heard. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a quote.
All right.
And it's going to be from, you know, like a celebrity or a politician or a sports star or something like that. And I'm going to give you four or five names, and you match the one that doesn't. Now, don't look at the screen, because that gives it away. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Quote, being married means I can break wind and eat ice cream in bed. Okay? Did Alec Baldwin say that? Jimmy Fallon, Brad Pitt, Pete Davidson, I don't even know who Pete Davidson is, or Johnny Depp. So I just gave it away. It's not Pete Davidson. So is it Johnny Depp, Jimmy Fallon, Brad Pitt, or Alec Baldwin? Just do all kinds of stuff
Jimmy.
In bed.
I'd say Jimmy Fallon. He's the comedian.
Two Jimmys.
Brad Pitt.
And a Brad Pitt. Well, whoever said Brad Pitt is right.
Yay! It wasn't us.
Who said Brad Pitt?
Darlene.
Darlene said Brad Pitt. Congratulations.
Jimmy's the comedian, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He's got one of those late night shows, I think. Or, quote, I don't do drugs. I am drugs. Did Robin Williams say that? Kanye West, Kenan Thompson, Salvador Dali, or Tina Fey? I don't do drugs. I am drugs. Who said that?
That's an odd statement.
It is an odd statement.
That's a very odd statement.
Very odd statement.
I have no idea. I mean, Kanye just...
You Kanye'd it. Who?
I will say Kanye.
Kanye. Two Kanyes.
De Niro or Al Pacino?
So what do you think?
Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
Well, they're not on the list. That's the next question. Quit looking. quit cheating and quit looking. The correct answer is Salvador Dali. Okay, here we go. Last one. Quote, I ask God for a bike, but I know God doesn't work that way, so I stole a bike and ask for forgiveness. Did Robert De Niro say that? Robert Downey Jr., Al Pacino, Cody Bellinger, or Sandra Bullock?
Well, it's not Sandra
They
Bullock.
Stole the bike and asked for forgiveness. Which
that's,
one of those?
Sounds arrogant enough that
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Everybody saying Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's see if you're right. You're right, Al Pacino.
Yay!
So y'all got two out of three right, which means you're winners.
Yes, of course.
Very good job. Match the Mouth is difficult.
It is.
All right, once again, run over the facts real quick on the Chili Cook-Off on Saturday the 7th of November.
Saturday, November the 7th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Texarkana Harley-Davidson. The Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall will have their third annual chili cook-off. It's going to be $10 per person to eat all the chili that you can eat. Children age 10 and under will be eating free. It's open to the general public. If you want to enter a pot of chili, you can do so. It's $25 a pot. And if you're going to enter the pot of chili, we need you to be there by 9 a.m. To go ahead and get pre-registered if you haven't already registered. If you do want to pre-register, you can do that through our Facebook page at Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall. Or on our Facebook page, it does have contact phone numbers that you can reach us. My number is 903-293-9037. Or Susie's is 903-244-1517. And you can either call or text us. And we can get you the information that you need to get a pot of chili entered. We will have first, second, and third place, and also people's choice. And it's going to be a fun day of activities out there. It's family friendly. So bring the kiddos out and just enjoy a beautiful day.
All right. And remember, all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to benefiting the Texarkana Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and all the other things they're going to do out there for the park that they're going to open up. It's going to be great for all citizens of our area. So sounds like a great time. Go out there and have a good time. And ladies, thank you for coming in. I've learned sign language more because Susie was giving the sign language to Darlene. Here's what, call, text. It worked great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Be sure and show up on November 7th, 11 to 3, Texarkana Harley-Davidson Chili Cook-Off, benefiting the Fallen Bikers Memorial Wall and so much more.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.